This is an Above Politics special edition. Political news and political views you will not find anywhere else. Our hosts and reporters have scoured the globe to bring you the finest interviews, guests, and special appearances. Now, an Above Politics special edition. Crisis in Canada. This is a special Above Politics interview with Above Top Secrets member and moderator Gao Tu on the crisis in Canada and the shutdown of the Canadian Parliament. Hello everyone, this is Homer Fife and this is the Above Politics Show special segment. This is an interview with Above Top Secrets member and moderator Gao Tu in reference to a crisis that is occurring in Canada as we speak. How are you, Gao Tu?
I'm doing well. How are you, Homer?
Well, I'm doing just fine, but we're here to talk about an issue that is apparently a hotbed, our neighbors up north, the cold north in Canada. And what's this I hear about a coalition that's trying to kick your prime minister out of office?
Yeah, it's probably been the most interesting that politics has been in Canada in a long time. It sure is getting a lot more play than our election did from a couple of months ago. Got a minority government up here, and it's a conservative government, and the left has tentatively signed a coalition between the Liberals and the NDP, or the New Democratic Party, as the official parties, with the Bloc Québécois as supporters for this coalition to try to kick our minority government out of office.
Now, what started all of this?
The end of November, I guess, the 26th or 27th, I forget the actual date at the moment. The Conservatives, Parliament had just come back, and they had read the throne speech and such, and the Conservatives offered their fall economic update, and I'm sure the America does it also, where you know it's halfway through your fiscal year and you just say, you know, these are the projects, how things are going, and new money that we have to spend, or that sort of thing. And in this budget update, there was no mention whatsoever of any sort of stimulus for our economy, which every other country that was at the G20 had agreed to. Mm-hmm. And the Liberals and the New Democrats and the Bloc were pretty upset about this. But there was also another small provision in there. It was going to cut public funding to the federal political parties, which equals to about $2 a vote from the taxpayers' wallets.
Right.
And they got really upset over that too, due to the way the finances are set up, political financing is set up here in Canada. I won't get into that right now, but
okay.
That was the start of it. That was, 3 weeks ago now, almost, okay. Or 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay, Gauthier, that started it, but what exactly is the Governor General's role in all of this?
There's quite a debate in Canada. Well, I wouldn't say it's quite a debate, but there is a debate going on, and this may even fuel it further about do we actually need the Governor General, but she is are the Queen's representative, official representative here in Canada. Canada is still part of the Commonwealth, and as such, the Queen is the our head of state.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be just symbolic, but the Governor General has to okay all the bills that get passed through the Parliament.
Right.
But she also has the power to suspend Parliament at the request of the Prime Minister. It's the first time in Canadian history, I believe, that the Governor General has suspended Parliament. Prime Minister Harper asked for her to suspend Parliament so he didn't have to face the vote against his mini-budget, and it's the first time that that the Governor General has actually suspended Parliament without any business being done in the House whatsoever.
So the Governor General is basically taking a side here with your Prime Minister.
She's basically saying that, you know, maybe it's time for everybody to kind of calm down and let some time pass and cooler heads prevail to prevent another election, because one of her other options when the request for Parliament to close Parliament came, well, she could have denied it and called another general election, and we just had one 2 months ago.
Right.
October 14th was our election, and it was terrible, although as far as voter turnout and stuff went. But maybe if she had called an election this time, there might have been a little bit more interest, because everybody in Canada has been watching this this whole story unfold over the last couple of weeks. It's the only thing everybody's talking about.
Right. Now, I want to ask you a set of questions here. First off, how do you pronounce BLOCQUEBECOIS?
Bloc Québécois.
Okay. And who exactly are the Bloc Québécois?
They are a federal party that only runs in the province of Quebec. They don't run candidates in any of the other ridings in Canada, but they are a fully recognized national party. They do represent Canada in the House of Commons. They just don't run candidates anywhere else. And they are, for all intents and purposes, a separatist party. They're one of their main goals is separate Quebec from the rest of Canada.
Okay. Now, what exactly is proroguing parliament?
Proroguing.
Yeah.
It's pronounced. It's kind of pronounced like pierogi.
So, what exactly is? What is it exactly? Does that mean?
When the Governor General suspends Parliament, like when the Prime Minister goes to see her for these requests, like he has different options. He could have asked for her to call a general election on his own, or he could ask her what he did to close Parliament. And basically, proroguing is what it is called. It's
okay.
It's the actual term for the Governor General closing down the House of Commons at request of the Prime Minister.
All right, so let me get this straight. We have a non-elected official who basically has suspended all government actions within the country of Canada. That is a tremendous amount of power for somebody that wasn't elected by the people.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where that debate that I mentioned a little earlier comes from. Is that, you know, she does seem... It's mostly, she's mostly just a figurehead, but she has some extremely important roles to play in our government, such as what she's just done. Anytime, any legislation that's passed has to be signed by her. It's yeah. basically just a rubber stamp, right?
No.
She won't say no to it, but she also has these powers that we've been discussing also.
Right. I'm saying, Gauti, you can say that she's a figurehead all you want, but here she has literally shut Canada down at the behest of your prime minister.
And yes, she has.
Now, that begs the question, now that Parliament's closed, what happens now?
Well, she, like I said earlier, she just said, you know, I can only guess this is her rationalization anyway, is that uh-huh. you know, it's time to separate everybody, let cooler heads prevail, and now the Conservatives have almost 2 months to put together a budget, which, I mean, I'm sure they've been working on, but our budgets aren't usually tabled from anywhere till... from the end of February to the middle of March.
Right.
She called Parliament back for the 26th of January when the Conservatives have to present a budget. They announced in once all this stuff started with the coalition and trying to take down the government, the Conservatives decided that they have to go back and get a budget together. And that was the whole reason, the whole intent for Prime Minister Harper asking... the Governor General to probe Parliament so that they could go and make a budget so to calm all this stuff down.
So they're working behind the scenes. I mean, it's not like they're just not doing anything.
Oh, no. There's tons of work going on. I'd imagine they are working pretty hard, and I don't imagine they'll have much of a Christmas break this year.
Yeah, that's a shame, as much money as they make.
Now, our average MP?
Yeah.
Homer makes about $153,000, I think, and that's just your entry-level backbenchers.
Wow. Now, what exactly happened to the leader of this Liberal Party who's supposed to be the head of this coalition?
Oh, Stéphane Dion.
Yeah.
He was removed, basically. He had lost the last election on October 14th. The Liberal Party and the Conservative Party are basically Canada's two main parties. They're the ones who form government.
Right.
We have others also that do elect representatives, the Bloc Québécois being one of them, and the NDP being the other big one.
Right.
They do elect MPs, but the Liberal Party and the Conservatives are basically the two major parties in Canada.
Right.
And the Liberal, the last time out, on the 14th of October, they received their lowest percentage of popular vote ever. And the guy that was running the party was, I've spoken about him before on the ATS podcast in the segment I do, but his approval rating and the approval rating of the Liberals was the worst, so he obviously had to step down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to happen in May at a leadership convention, but the Liberals, once this whole thing started and the coalition was signed, you know, people were rallying behind him saying, yeah, let's go, we can do this. But you knew that there was a lot of rumblings within the party with the leadership convention already scheduled and the candidates already announced.
Right.
That one of these three guys were fighting for the head of the party.
Mm-hmm.
So once the Governor General closed Parliament, the three major leaders, candidates for the leadership, started dropping off. First, Dominic LeBlanc dropped out, and Bob Rae dropped out on the 8th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they And Dion said once they pick their new leader on Monday, he said once they pick their new leader, he'll step aside. So by Wednesday, the Liberal Party had their new leader in power and ready to go. No leadership convention, no unanimous vote amongst the party. It's just the Liberal caucus in Ottawa that put him in there. So it's been an interesting thing to watch.
Oh, it sounds fascinating. Now, let me get this straight. You have two basic powerhouse parties, much like we do here in the United States.
Yes.
Now, how does this work? And I'm just trying to get this clear in my head. I know that in Great Britain, the party that is in power in their parliament is the one that actually chooses their prime minister. Is it similar to that in Canada?
It's basically identical. There's a few small differences, but that's what we run. We want a parliamentary system of government here, and that's
right.
The party that wins the most seats, whether it be the majority, we have 308 seats in our House of Commons here in Canada. And
right.
If somebody pulls out 155 seats in the election, then they have a majority, and they obviously pick who's the leader of their party. I mean, they run in their own riding just like every other candidate.
Right.
But it's very rare that the head of a national party will lose in their riding.
Right.
But, yeah, or if somebody gets less than the 155 needed for a full majority, but, you know, picks up 140, the Conservatives picked up 143 seats in the last election, and the other three parties, the Liberals, NDP, and the Bloc, split the rest of them. So they hold the most seats, a single party that holds the most seats, so they pick the prime minister.
Okay, and now to wrap this up, Gautu, I need to hear from you, because this sounds absolutely fantastic. One, I want to have you back on an update with this, just
sure,
as soon as we have any major breakthroughs on this. I would love for you to get in touch with me.
Yeah, it'll probably be after Christmas, but because the Liberals just got their leader in, and the budget isn't, I'm sure it's nowhere near ready yet, but it'll be after Christmas before there's any big news about this, I would think.
That's fine. But now, can you tell all of us out here listening, and be as succinct as you possibly can, what are the ramifications for Canada because of all of this?
You know, Homer, that's a great question, and I think that honestly remains to be seen. There's been some things that have happened outside of this actual political crisis, such as our central bank cutting our interest rates, our prime interest rate to a 50-year low this week. There's all kinds of other things happening also. And it's going to be very hard to say. There's been a lot of things that have happened. The Governor General closing Parliament without actually any business being done. They hadn't even been sitting for 2 weeks. Leaders of parties being ousted with no leadership convention and no national vote. I have no idea what the ramifications are going to be, but I'll tell you, it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch over the next month and a half.
It sounds like it, and it sounds like the average Canadian needs to be going insane over some of these actions.
They have. The response to this has been, I'm a political junkie. I mean, I've been following politics since I was a young fella, and I don't think I've ever seen the amount of interest that this has generated. There's been a few close ones with our other things that happened in the late 80s and early 90s, but I think this would probably be the biggest one so far.
And Gautu, thank you, and we look forward to having you back.
Appreciate it, Homer.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on the Above Politics Show special interview with Gautu on Canada in Crisis, the Parliament Shut Down. Stay tuned for further updates. This has been Homer Fife. Thank you. This has been an Above Politics special edition. Political news and political views you will not find anywhere else. Stay tuned as we bring you more updates, breaking news stories, unusual and controversial political headlines. If you have inside information on a political story that has not been covered anywhere else, or you just want to be on the show as a guest, give Martin or Homer a call, a U2U, or an email. Be heard. Be part of the solution. The Above Politics Special Edition.